You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. KZAP is marking 50 years since it went on the air in Sacramento. CAP Radio music host Dennis Newhall is in the KZAP spirit. I think that happens year-round, actually. He is feeling a bit like Santa, though, and he's brought holiday shopping ideas, new box sets of great rock music with previously unreleased tracks. This is really an amazing idea for a music lover. Hi, Dennis.
I have come this morning to help you spend $1,000.
Do you have a Brinks truck with you, actually, because these are really precious gifts in front of me. We're going to start with the Beatles, and this is an interesting bit of trivia. When KZAP went on the air, the White Album hadn't come out yet.
It was about 2 weeks away. And so it just celebrated 50 years, as has KZAP. And there are several 50th anniversary special issues this year. Probably the top one being the White Album, because it's full of stuff most people haven't heard. Besides Giles Martin's remixing of the album, it includes the Escher demos, which is when they all gathered at George's house in May and they played in his brand new reel-to-reel tape deck. Now, that's been bootlegged, but this is first generation. It's got the deluxe set has three CDs of outtakes, workup takes, early versions of songs that you're familiar with for the most part. And then there's a Blu-ray in there that has the 5.1 mix, the mono mix, which is markedly different in many places, and a giant book. It's a beautiful set.
The book is white with nothing on it except down in the lower right corner, number.
Some number, yeah.
Yeah, some serial number, right.
And embossed, the Beatles on there, just like the original album.
Yeah, amazing.
Beth is thumbing through it here.
I know. I think I'll just duck out and let you take the rest of the show.
Are your hands clean?
I know. Right, you do have to wash your hands with that. Can we listen to a little music?
Yeah, this is one of my favorites because it's so different and everybody's familiar with it. From the White Album, this is Helter Skelter.
What a different version.
Yeah, that was take two, and they went through several takes before the one we're familiar with. And I have not heard the whole set yet, but I hear there's another version on here that I think is 12 minutes long.
So is that on one of the outtakes CDs?
This is on one of the outtakes CDs.
Huh. You are a Beatles fan anyway. Did you find a lot to kind of sink into and explore?
Well, as I said, I haven't had a chance to absorb it all yet. Some of it I'm familiar with from bootlegs over the years, and some of these tracks have been released before, but there's just so much in here. I want to make sure that I'm not being bothered when I listen to this one.
Okay, what's the price range on this?
It's interesting because it goes up and down, and
yeah.
Amazon keeps it at about $125 right now, but that's about what this one costs.
All right, I'm talking with Dennis Newhall, holiday gift ideas for the rock fans in your life. There's another beautiful set with Jimi Hendrix, the Electric Ladyland.
50 years of Electric Ladyland. This came out just before KZAP went on the air, and they have remastered the album. There's an album full of demos and outtakes, which I have to say is pretty much for collectors only. Then there's a Hollywood Bowl show on there that I don't think has ever seen an official release, and a restored 90s documentary about the making of Electric Ladyland. But the book is one of the keys on this because it's not that expensive of a set. And it's got the Linda Eastman photo that they almost used as a cover. It's got some outtakes from the British cover and a lot of information in it. But it is a nice set. And it also has a Blu-ray in it with a 5.1 mix. So for the collector and the casual fan, this could be worthwhile. Now, it's only $50 unless you want to buy vinyl, which I'm over vinyl.
You are?
Vinyl is twice as much. $100 for the vinyl.
Okay. You're done with vinyl?
I'm done with vinyl.
Are you long done with cassette tapes?
Yeah. I never owned a cassette player.
You didn't?
No, I did not.
Wow.
Sorry.
Really a purist. One thing about both the White Album collection and the Jimi Hendrix is the copies of the handwritten notes.
Oh, right.
To see the handwriting.
Writing up the songs, yeah.
To see the scratching out, the retakes, the paper that it was written on, the hotel paper. Let's listen to some music. no appropriate place to get out of that guitar work.
That's obviously Rainy Day Dream Away before it became what we're all familiar with.
Yeah.
Slowed down quite a bit.
Yeah. It is fun to hear these outtakes and releases that we never heard, and I think, wow, if those were just released on their own,
they'd be okay. Yeah,
yeah, they'd be great. We're moving on. Tom Petty has a collection, An American Treasure, and this one is not a big book. This doesn't look like a big full album set. However, there are options.
It does come in a big format with a bigger book and a vinyl record, but at that one is $150. For about $25, you get four discs of mostly live and unreleased tracks. And this was curated by Mike Campbell, the guitar player, and by Tom's daughter and wife. They picked out what they thought was, besides unreleased tracks, there are live versions of some familiar things and a few tracks taken directly from albums. So out of four CDs, it's maybe 2.5 CDs worth of stuff you haven't heard before.
It's a book that's a little bigger than the size of a CD case, and the CDs are slipped right into the pages.
Right.
Just to touch it is a really cool experience,
and
too.
This version is, yeah, it's more modest, but it's got all the music on it. I think it's certainly worth $25. I'm not sure about the big set, but if you're a huge Tom Petty fan, you'll want to get that, too. I should mention, before we go into any more music, there's other ones, too, we're not going to play music from, but you kind of decide, well, is this a good deal? Is this worth it? The Eagles have a box set out called Legacy, which includes everything they ever did with no bonus tracks. As far as I can tell, it hasn't been remastered. The only thing different about it is there's a rare B-side, the Christmas single, and a song they put out after 9/11, one song, and then there's some live concert footage, but it's $150. If you don't have a good solid Eagles collection, you might want to get Legacy. Other than that, I don't really, there's nothing new about it. They've been very stingy with any session outtakes.
Okay.
We also have a 50th anniversary of the first Jethro Tull album, but they put out a 40th anniversary version, and with some other releases, most collectors already have all this stuff. It's a nice set, but it's a little crazy. The Kinks' Village Green Preservation Society, which was a terrific album, that's come out again with one song you've never heard and a whole bunch of records in 45s and vinyl and all that. So if you want to spend $150 just for stuff but not get any new music, you could do that. And one more that I want to mention, REM, 8 CDs of BBC performances plus a DVD. So they're all well recorded. This is career spanning. Easily the best bet. This is the biggest bang for your buck. In fact, speaking of buck, today is guitarist Peter Buck's birthday from REM. Just $60 for 9 discs of REM live performances. So I think that's probably the best deal out there, but it's not a big fancy book. Beth's holding it in her hand now. It's just a nice box with a big thick booklet in it, but lots and lots and lots of music.
Yeah, you'd unwrap this and flip it over and look at what is listed on these discs and then realize what gift you got.
Right, there's a lot on there.
What's the price on this one?
That's only $60.
Okay.
But it's not as easy to find, but you can find it online.
All right, we are going to finish up with Bob Dylan, and we might as well just roll underneath us a little bit of Tangled Up in Blue and talk about this box set.
Bob Dylan had kind of a down period, and then Blood on the Tracks came out, which was one of his many comebacks, 1975. He had recorded it in New York, mostly acoustic, but then he decided to re-record some in Minneapolis. When the record came out, the liner notes were about the original version of the album, and Bob had changed some of the music, so people were kind of confused. Then they put the album out again with different liner notes, then they went back to the original. So it's always been kind of a chaotic album. This is all of the New York takes, all of the Minneapolis takes, which means you can sit there and go through 6 takes of a song and hear it develop.
All right, here is take one of Tangled Up in Blue.
Tangled Up in Blue. She was married when they first met. Soon to be divorced.
So, you know, in a way this is for collectors only because you're hearing the song develop.
Yeah.
The nice silver lining for a more casual Bob Dylan fan is there is a one CD set of all what they thought were the best outtakes of the album.
All right, Dennis, a lot of great ideas there. People can hear you Saturday nights, KZAP on CAP Radio, Saturdays at 7.
I'll be here.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, you
Hope
too.
There's a lot of music in your stocking. That is Dennis Newhall, and that's also Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us.